What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, and it is April 22nd, 2019, getting toward the end of the month here. We've got a lot to talk about today. It's been a very busy weekend, very busy news day. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Excuse me a second. Okay. And Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And obviously, the big tragic story over the weekend were the attacks, the suicide bombings carried out against hotels and churches in Sri Lanka. And it was during Easter Sunday services. And I, you know, even for people like me who are not observant, you have to wonder, what the heck is going on? And supposedly they have discovered that this group, the National Tawhid Jamaat, which is this jihadi group, and was being led by Molvi Zahran Hashim, who perished in one of the bombings. There were suicide bombings. So they basically said, yes, it's a Muslim group that was doing this. And I find myself very upset over the idea of any religious organization, and that includes Christian. Let's not forget the Inquisitions. Go out there and says, you know, God wills it, God wills it, and they're whacking each other with swords. And it was rather interesting that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, in their tweets, commenting about the events in Sri Lanka, referred to the victims as Easter worshippers. Pardon me. They were chastised for that almost immediately, saying, no, they're Christians. Call them Christians. And it's almost like there's this universal desire not to identify Christians as Christians. And I have to wonder what's behind all of that. But, boy, it's been a tough week, tough couple of weeks for Christians. First of all, with the burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral, and now with these bombings, at least 206 known dead, 450-plus wounded. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Somebody gets it into their head. God wills it. God wills it. We're going to blow ourselves up and take a bunch of people with us. So, anyway. Even before the fire at Notre Dame, there had been some commentary about churches in France being targeted for vandalism, arson, and they're not exactly sure who's doing it, whether it's Muslims or Hindus or Jews. But there's an article that came on out from Blacklisted News basically saying churches have become the number one target for hate attacks, an average of 105 every single month. Now, I would understand if these attacks were being carried out by people who were, as children, abused by the clergy. That I can understand. The rest of it, no, I don't. Whatever happened to live and let live? Whatever happened to thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet? And I know every religion brands itself as a religion of peace and then goes on out to cut each other's throats to make sure their theology is straight. But I find myself very discouraged and disappointed over what happened in Sri Lanka. Not that I've ever been to Sri Lanka. I don't ever plan on going to Sri Lanka. But it's just, why? You have to ask, why? And I'm very disappointed. These people think they're acting, you know, on the benefit of some god. How do they make that god look when they behave that way? When somebody goes on out and desecrates somebody else's church or graveyard, or vandalizes a church or burns a church, saying, I'm doing it in the name of my god, how do they make that god look? Something to think about. I hope they'll think about it. Anyway, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on over to the war zones here. Apparently in western Aleppo, a supposed chemical weapons warehouse at Hayat Tahrir al-Shah, near the city of Al-Atirib in western Aleppo, exploded on April 20th. According to government sources, the warehouse was one of the sites where militants were arming rockets and shells with toxic materials. Looks like somebody made a mistake over there. Whoopsie! Dropped a lighter. It's like over at Notre Dame. Quasimodo dropped his Bic. And apparently members of the organization White Helmets reportedly recovered the bodies of at least six people killed in the explosion. Three injured people were evacuated to nearby hospitals. The version of the events provided by pro-militant media outlets argues the targeted facility was belonging to a local pharmaceutical company known as El Khalil and stored baby milk only. Pro-opposition media added the explosion was likely caused by an improvised explosive device. Nonetheless, it remains unclear who would need to blow up a baby milk storage facility. Now, there is a caveat having to do with that, and that is that any material that is finely powdered can be explosive. And in the American Midwest, there is an ongoing problem with grain silos or corn silos just exploding. Because over time, the grain, the corn, grinds itself into a very fine dust, and that very fine dust can be explosive. Alrighty, so, anyway, apparently over in Poland, the U.S. ambassador has created quite a bit of anger. She wished Jews a happy Passover in Polish on Friday, didn't mention anything about Easter, and as a result, well, she did wish the Poles a happy Easter on Sunday, but the ambassador, Georgette Mosbacher, was accused of offending the mostly Roman Catholic country with the tweet, with some people saying it was a provocation. So, wasn't all that good. Okay, over in Ukraine, they've had their elections. Poroshenko is out. He lost the election. And the comedian, the TV comedian, 41 years old, Volodymyr Zelensky, won the election. So, he's in. And we'll see what happens with him as the new president of Ukraine. Hopefully things will lighten up a little bit. His claim to fame is that he played the president on a TV show. So we'll see how well he does now that he actually is the president of Ukraine here. Over in Iran, they are threatening to close the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. blocks any more Iranian oil exports. And apparently, this is in response to the report that Trump will not reissue Iranian oil export waivers after they expire on the 2nd of May. That would remove up to 1 million barrels of oil from the market. that would drive oil prices up, get ready to get soaked at the gas pump. And Iran is saying they'll just shut down the Strait of Hormuz. So it is definitely, definitely on. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Donald in Russia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, this terrorism stuff, there's some links I'd like to share with you.
Okay.
The things going on in South America, and I'd like to link that back to the conquistadors and a two-class society, Mexico, Latin America, left over. But actually, the conquistadors that set up that two-tier culture, which, by the way, the liberation theology, this Pope is actually very much aware of that.
Yeah.
I learned about that from some nuns back in 1980. But at any rate, what I wanted to get to, you mentioned the Inquisition.
Yes.
And actually, I was surprised to find out that in the 700 years that the Muslims ruled Spain, actually the Jewish were their enforcers and collectors and
yes.
bookkeepers.
Yes.
And many were rescued by the Turkish Caliphate and were in Turkey children.
Mm-hmm.
Until Israel was established. But it just the cultural thing there, what I was terribly shocked about 2 weeks ago, because looking at Muhammad learned what he learned of the people of the book. He was a camel caravan driver for Jewish merchants had quite a nice reputation, but they would stop for the evening at an oasis. And
yes.
Muhammad was from a storytelling culture. That's actually quite an... It's degraded to say people are illiterate, but the Roma, or what we call gypsies in America, had a culture for 1,000 years riding around and just storytelling.
Yes.
And that's the background of Muhammad. Well, they would sit, and he learned the Torah from the Jewish merchants that he was driving caravans for. And I was terribly shocked to learn that in Numbers chapter 8 is where he learned to kill them all, but keep the virgins. That was what Moses told them when they had killed all the male adult male Midianites, and they
yeah.
had the children and the women. And Moses told them, kill them all, the boys and all the women that have been with a man. And that's where Muhammad learned that you can, for your God, you can kill the non-believers, but you can keep the virgins for yourself.
Yep.
And
yep.
It just makes me so sad. I've been a faithful Christian, and I still am. It was a priesthood that had Christ killed. So that he stood up.
It was the Romans who killed Christ because he attempted to foment a revolution.
Yeah, no, I understand, but it was the priest that took him to the
They were certainly happy to see him go. There's no question about that.
Yeah, but the idea is, and I'm so, when you go back studying the background, I'm so, the archetype of Abraham, if you really look at it, he worshiped the Most High Unseen God rather than some object. And the big thing is, he was the archetype for not sacrificing your babies.
Yep.
And set up his special people who didn't kill their babies. If you look at the history of infanticide. It's part of the human nature, it seems. Throw them off the cliff, put them in the river, leave them out for the animals or whatever. But Abraham started the special people who didn't sacrifice their children. And I guess, I don't know, you'll have to pardon me, I've about spilled all my beans, except the thing with the Jewish, with the indoctrination that they have, it deprives the children of a kind of common sense. So many Jewish have done so much good in trying to have a revolution, like in Russia. That was a large part Jewish. I was surprised to learn from one of my ex-students in Buffalo that the Jewish who were and the women's liberation was a big part of the communist revolution too. It freed the women, but the Jewish were so much involved. They were recruiting Jewish, and even the Jewish, what do you call it, like mafia in America, were being recruited. Now, this I could another time, I don't have the references for this, but it was in the Buffalo Evening News that they were recruiting the Jewish thugs for some reason I don't understand. But they said, oh, we can't come. We don't speak Russian. And the Jewish that were recruiting them said, well, you don't have to worry. We all speak, what is it that the Jewish, the language?
Hebrew.
Forgive me. Pardon? No,
Hebrew.
Not Hebrew. What they speak in Europe.
Yiddish.
Yes. You don't have to worry, you speak British now. I just learned that this morning. He's a friend now. I'm going on. It was years ago. I had him at high school. But at any rate, he calls and he shared that this morning. But the thing is, this I'm not trying to degrade the Jewish as a race or something like that. But the effect of this culture. And that they have been used to dominate many of the Jews that escaped the Inquisition went to northern Germany. They served the German lords the same way they did the Muslims. The German lords wouldn't let the serfs learn to read or write even, but they didn't want their children to be doctors, getting their hands dirty and getting infection with people. The Jewish were the doctors, the bookkeepers for the aristocrats. At any rate, it is kind of just logical. The thing that it seems to me that's unfortunate with all this memorization of the Torah, book learning is fine, but there's nothing like getting out and building pig pens and chicken coops and having common sense, you know. And many of these revolutionaries, they lack some intuition because they've had this, you know, childhood indoctrination that deprived them of something. That's what it seems to me. At any rate, that's my thoughts. Thank you for letting me share them.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, and we're going to let you go here and get on back to the news. Okay.
One more thing. With Trump in South America, he's going in with this upper class, and it really, those conquistadors, the Visigoth lords that took over, converted to Catholicism from home church Gothic, They to keep their power, they gave the title and their land to their eldest son, and their other sons became priests and army officers, the upper class, you know.
Yep.
They treated the lower class the same way the Muslims had treated the Christians. The Christians had supply.
Okay, Donald, we got to let you go. Donald, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to the international news here. Russia has secured a 50-year deal to use part of the seaport of Tartus in Syria. And apparently the deal goes into effect basically in a week. It's going to be used for economic use and transport, but also obviously Russia will have military ships there. So in 2017, Russia and Syria signed the agreement on the deployment of the logistical center of the Russian Navy for 49 years in Tartus. And apparently, Deputy Prime Minister Yuri Borisov says it'll be a serious boost for mutual trade as well. Trade is a good thing. Peace through commerce is a good thing. Okay. Now, getting on back to Paris and the Notre Dame fire, there were a lot of people who were floating the idea that Macron had done this to try and build unity in France. And he certainly was calling for unity and try and damp down the yellow vest protests. Well, if that was what he hoped, it didn't work. because apparently over the weekend, the Yellow Vests were back, angrier than ever. Apparently, they blame government neglect for the Notre Dame fire. They're even out there saying, they're urging the police to commit suicide. That's getting to be some very, very serious stuff over there. The United States is still supplying the Kurds in Syria to counteract Turkey, which is not making Turkey very happy. But apparently, the situation in the Rukaban refugee camp has deteriorated. They're trying to get more supplies in there. Turns out that the camp refugees were not being treated very well at all. But apparently every single day between 10 and 20 people, mainly women and children, die in the Rukban refugee camp from lack of drinking water, essential goods, and medicine. Just in the last 2 months, 250 children have died. This is a camp under U.S. control. There are 50,000 refugees residing in the Rukban camp, even though it was designed only for 25,000. And the catastrophe is caused by the illegal actions of the U.S. authorities. Their homes and shelters in the northern and northeastern part of Syria have been destroyed by the indiscriminate airstrikes of the U.S. coalition. I don't know why we keep calling it a coalition. It's mostly U.S. forces, and there's a couple of planes from France and a couple of planes from Great Britain and a couple of planes from Germany. It's not really a coalition. It's the United States, and they've brought these other countries along to make it look like there's some legitimacy. Apparently, there is a new body count from Sri Lanka. It's up to 290. I don't understand this. I really don't understand this. This insanity of killing on behalf of your religion, whether it's Muslim against Christian, Christian against Muslim, Jewish against Christian, Christian against Jew, Hindu against Muslim. Where did all this insanity come from? All of these religions go back to the same source, Abraham. They're all Abrahamic religions. How can anybody get up there in a pulpit and start saying, grab your sword, we're going to go give the other guys what for? It's terrible, 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 terrible. Okay, outgoing French ambassador to the United States, Gerard Araud, in an interview in The Atlantic, basically said Israel is already an apartheid state. We knew that. And he said that the Trump administration's so-called deal of the century is dead on arrival. And he's absolutely correct. Israel is an apartheid state, and the Trump administration's deal of the century is entirely one-sided. The Palestinians are never going to go for it. So this guy definitely knows what he's talking about. And we've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we've got callers waiting on the line here. So let's start with Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, you do understand it. It's called U.S. dollar.
Yes.
The U.S. economy is based on war. That's it.
I think we can have an economy that's based on something other than war. We'd actually have a better economy. Advantage of a war economy is you build stuff that you expect will never be used. And if it is used, there's nothing left over to say whether it worked or not.
Yeah. Raytheon is worth what? I don't know, 20 or it receives about $28-30 billion a year from the United States taxpayer.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. What's
I mean, it's a good business. I had enough contact with it, you know, years ago when I was, I was involved in that kind of stuff here, and I had contact with it. And it was just, it's stunning to see the amount of money that's involved. It's just flowing.
Stunning. Yeah, that's an understatement. Mike, what's to stop a company like that from spending, you know, they have like a little budget, maybe, you know, $50 to $100 million a year, just going out stirring up trouble.
Right? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely
nothing.
Yeah. And
how many big companies like that are around?
Well, you know, I'm sure that they spend a lot of money on political donations to politicians who will start trouble in order to stir up.
I'm not even talking about that.
Yeah.
That's another aspect, right?
That's another aspect, but you're absolutely right. I mean, companies that make the weapons of war are going to do what they can to get wars going because that will improve their business. There was actually this movie starring Chevy Chase and Sigourney Weaver called Deal of the Century, and it was a comedy that was kind of based on this whole thing. And it was kind of lighthearted and so forth, but it sort of delved into that mindset a little bit.
Well, I don't really think it's a mindset. I think it's the way it works. Eisenhower warned everybody about it.
Oh, yes.
And I mean, look where we're at. Mike,
yep.
You had a Honda or something like that for about like 14, 15 years, right? Something like
yes.
that?
Yep.
Now, Honda could have engineered that car to last twice as long easily. But in our debt-based monetary system, where debt is growth, for some reason, it doesn't.
Yes.
You know, it's just amazing how that works. Destruction is somehow, you know, what we want.
It's
but
planned
anyway,
obsolescence. It's planned
yes.
obsolescence. The low-end cars are designed to last only 5 years. The high-end cars are designed to last 8 years, 5 years for the original owner, plus 3 years for the aftermarket. Now, if
right.
you take so, care of the cars, you know, and it literally comes down to how much they anodize the car bodies. Now, these days, the car bodies are made more and more of plastic. But when you were looking at where the car bodies were still made of steel, they would literally galvanize the cars so that after 5 years, the galvanization would be gone and the car bodies would start rusting through.
Yeah, but it's our whole economy is based on destruction in one way or another.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And in the end, we're the ones that are destructing because no one lives forever. Our whole world, everything in it, is all based upon death or destruction, whatever you want to
yes.
call it.
Yep.
And there's no way around it. So, you know, these people that live in that make-believe world of belief, you know, they're not doing themselves any favors by trying to compete with something as big and as unnatural as the United States military. Because they don't care. The people running that whole thing, and I'm not saying it's they're politicians. I mean the real people that are running that, the owners. They don't care about us. At all.
No,
to them,
we're workers, soldiers, and a source of wealth.
Yep, you got it, Mike. You have a good show. I appreciate your time. Have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. These are three things that no one's talking about that took place over the weekend. The first thing, you mentioned about the terrorist bombing. Three churches, two Catholic and one Protestant church. Most people don't realize or know that there is a Jewish synagogue in Colombo, and they didn't even touch the synagogue or this Jewish travel lodge, which I find very interesting.
It definitely, this attack was targeting the Catholics, well, the Christians.
Right, and ignored the Jewish synagogue, but you would have thought if they're Islamic, they would have gone after it. The other story...
It's no secret that there are a lot of people in Israel who would like to spark a confrontation between Christians and Muslims and let us kill each other off. And then Israel basically claims dominion over what's left over.
You're reading my mind. You're right about that. And the mm-hmm. situation in Syria, 35 Syrian government forces were murdered by ISIS And I thought ISIS was gone in Syria.
Yep.
And the final story, in Libya, mainly Tripoli, they were having some major, major fighting, and the mainstream media won't even talk about it.
There's a lot going around the entire world that we are not being told by our corporate media, which is obsessed with, Kim Kardashian and LGBTQ and what restrooms we're supposed to be using. And I think part of the reason is that most Americans don't realize just how many wars our country is involved in right now. And I think if they were aware of that, they'd start standing up and saying, look, this is out of control, and we've got to stop this right now, because we don't have the money to fight all these wars. We don't have the people to fight all these wars. We don't have the supplies to fight all these wars, and we are going to lose.
Right. And the sad thing about Syria and Libya, 8 years ago, those countries were fairly middle class and stable. We had no business going in there and destroying those countries.
True.
Well, Michael, that's it. You take care.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, but you're absolutely right. We had no business going into any of these countries. They did not attack us. They were not a threat to us other than in the economic sense. We went to war in places like Afghanistan over things like oil pipeline, rights of way, what currency the oil was being traded in. That's what we went to war for. That's what our children were killed and crippled for. It's all about the money here. Okay, over in North Korea, apparently the situation there is kind of tense. The negotiations between Trump and Kim Jong-un are at a standstill. But some of the lower level officials like Patrick Gosha are trying to maintain an optimistic point of view, saying at the DMZ line. I don't know. Trump was this close to getting it to work, and he blew it. He absolutely blew it because he didn't understand the Asian mindset. He just wanted to get on out there and say, I'm going to be tough. You give me everything I want, then I'll do something nice for you. That doesn't play very well. Not just Asia. Pardon me. Everywhere around the world, that's not going to work. Oh, pardon me. Over in Turkey, Erdogan is facing a challenge from the former prime minister, and apparently this is tangled up with a recently exposed fraud with the Turkish Central Bank. And apparently, this was reported in Financial Times, the country's real foreign exchange reserves of $12 billion were half of the $24 billion claimed. But there's a big stink about that, and Erdogan is now in the crosshairs here. All right, let's turn to our domestic politics here. Apparently, impeachment is in the air again. Now, Nancy Pelosi was saying it's off the table. But a lot of the progressives are out there saying, no, absolutely not. We've got to impeach Donald Trump. And was even on Fox News here just a little bit ago during one of our radio commercial breaks. And it is rather, how should I put this? It's disconcerting to see how much rancor there is. Now, apparently, some of the Democrats are convinced that there is enough in the Mueller report to seek impeachments against the president. Now, they can impeach They don't have the votes to remove him from office. And if they impeach him and fail to remove him from office, he's going to have a lot of sympathy going into 2020. But there apparently are a lot of Democrats who just are not thinking strategically. Now, Robert Mueller himself did not deliver an opinion on his investigation. He basically said this is all up to Congress. And Pelosi is out there saying impeachment isn't on the table, which she's doing to protect Democrats in swing districts whose midterm triumphs effectively handed Dems control of the House. And she's concerned that it could swing the other way in 2020. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Elizabeth Warren are now out there demanding the House explore the possibility of impeaching Trump. Pelosi is trying to suppress that. And apparently Rashida Tlaib is out there once again with her impeach the MF. Now, Tulsi Gabbard is saying, let's just leave it up to the voters. She's saying, let's not bother with impeachment. Trump is probably going to get voted out of office in 2020. And actually, she's correct. He probably is. And Tulsi is saying, the Mueller report showed there was no collusion. And let's not lose sight of that. That was being sold to us by the corporate media and the Democrats for 2 years. Collusion, 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 collusion. There was no collusion. So now they're trying to change the story. Well, okay, maybe there was obstruction. How can there be obstruction if there wasn't a crime? That's what I want to know. If there was no collusion, there's no reason for there to be obstruction. So I'm in agreement with Tulsi Gabbard. Let's let Trump finish out his term, and we'll let the voters decide in 2020. I don't think he's going to win re-election. I think Bernie Sanders right now is the strongest leader. Of course, Joe Biden is going to step in on Wednesday. The only thing good about creepy Uncle Joe stepping in is that might convince Hillary to stay out. All righty. Tulsi Gabbard has issued a new campaign video slamming Donald Trump for making the United States the prostitute of Saudi Arabia. And this, of course, relates to Donald Trump's veto of that measure passed by Congress to basically end U.S. support for the war in Yemen, which everybody keeps saying is Saudi-led. No, it isn't. The Saudis are acting as a U.S. proxy to recapture Yemen after it broke free from the U.S.-imposed puppet rule. Tulsi Gabbard also came on out. I like a lot of what she says. There are bad people in the world, but we can't be the world's policemen. Regime change wars cost millions of lives and strengthen terrorist organizations. Boy, is she bang spot on with that one. I do like Tulsi. I need to get around to one of her campaign events here now that I got a decent car. Get out there with a camera and a telephoto lens here. Okay. Rudy Giuliani, who's now working as Donald Trump's attorney, was being interviewed by Chris Wallace. And he said, basically, when did Mueller become God? Mueller says the injury to the justice system is still as great. And there was no injury. We're talking about an inchoate crime. We're talking about something that didn't even actually happen. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Nothing was denied Mueller and his investigators. Nobody crushed cell phones like Hillary did. Nobody deleted 33,000 emails like Hillary's people did. Nobody bleached a server like Hillary did. So Giuliani summed it all up to Chris Wallace, saying, you are treating these people as if they're fair. They are not. Yeah. Absolutely not. And, you know, Rudy brings up a good point. Why isn't anybody looking at Hillary's crushing of cell phones and deleting of 33,000 emails and wiping of the email server? Why is that still off limits? We're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm looking at the photos from Sri Lanka and the damage that was done by these suicide bombers. I don't know. Sometimes it just feels like the whole world is going crazy. I mean, is it just me or are other people getting that same feeling? Anyway, We're going to take a phone call now. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I wanted to talk about Trump. But before that, Mike, did this after this bombing, because this was obviously planned ahead, you still think Notre Dame was like not intentional or has something to do with all this going on?
I'm keeping an open mind on Notre Dame. Obviously, what happened in Sri Lanka was intentional. It was coordinated. Apparently, I think five of the bombs went off within just literally a minute of each other, and then three went off later.
And there was supposedly another one when they tried to disarm a minivan.
Yeah.
And they
just blew that one up.
Well, you know, there's over 300 people killed and over 700. I mean, and you know what's... Mike, I was wondering, did anybody see the Prime Minister from New Zealand, like, wearing a shepherd, like, you know, holding a shepherd's cane? Because remember when that horrible thing happened in New Zealand? Everybody put on a hijab. Did you hear anything from these people? They won't even mention Catholicism or Christianity.
They call them Easter worshippers.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like, and didn't Theresa May also say that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like... It's weird, isn't it? Like, it's like they hate us. Or they hate that religion, per se. But, Mike, how come they don't have a problem arming Wahhabists? Because it's the same ideology that's coming out of that part of Sri Lanka, that extremist Islam, you know, and Saudi Arabia and parts of Pakistan where they have those madrasas. Nobody seems to stop it. You know, Mike, it's like an incubator of death with proxy armies. That, you know what I mean? It's like, I just don't understand. How can you, as a rational person, arm people that will eventually kill you? It's like arming somebody who comes into your house who's going to kill you with the gun. I mean, it's just, there's no common sense to it. You know,
The sense is that nobody's really thinking far into the future. It's like, these people are useful today against who we want to send them after. So we're going to give them a bunch of guns today, and when they're through killing the people that we want them to kill, they'll just hand us those guns back and all will be well. Of course, that never works out that way.
And also, that caller who said about the synagogue not getting hit and also a lodge house. But remember, I told you about there was this video with a Jewish, like, prior defense minister who said that, you know, they were basically helping ISIS fighters on the battlefield, but when the... Oh, can I get held over?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over the station identification. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.